ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। कृष्णप्रष्टाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामीनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवारी पस्खत्यारे सतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदी गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। My dear devotees, respected Goswami Maharaj, dear friends and dear skeptics, today we start formally our Japa and Kirtan retreat, which will mean serious work for all of us to go deeper into our relationship with Krishna.
Сегодня вечером мы официально начинаем наш Киртан Джапа ретрит. Это означает, что мы начинаем с вами работу по углублению нашего воспевания Джапы.
Let me briefly tell you a little bit about the history of these retreats.
Я вкратце расскажу вам о том, какова история этого ретрита.
But before doing so, I need to make perfectly clear what is a retreat and what is a festival.
Но прежде чем начать, я хочу прояснить между нами, чтобы было понятно, что означает ретрит и что означает фестиваль.
I'm actually very excited and nervous to be in Russia because I know that I will introduce something which will be totally new for you and which will challenge you deeply.
На самом деле мне очень интересно, и я предвкушаю, что же случится сейчас в этот визит в Россию, потому что то, о чем мы можем... Переводчика не слышно. Харе Кришна, Харе Кришна, Кришна Кришна.
Лаура.
Переводчика слышно? Переводчика слышно? Алло! Так, Махарадж говорит, что... Он очень, ему очень интересно, что же произойдет сейчас на ретрите. Он говорит, я волнуюсь, потому что то, о чем я буду сейчас рассказывать, это нечто совершенно новое для вас.
We know what is festivals.
Мы знаем, что такое фестивали.
We come together as devotees of Krishna and sing the holy name, listen to the enlightening lectures of our lecturers.
Фестиваль — это когда преданные Кришне собираются вместе, мы вместе поем святое имя Кришны, слушаем вдохновляющие лекции наших возвышенных преданных.
We do kirtan.
Мы также поем киртаны.
We take prasadam.
Принимаем вместе прасад.
And we exchange amongst ourselves our realization.
Друг с другом делимся теми осознаниями, которые есть у нас.
Then we go home. And after a few days, everything is the same, no change. The world has, we have changed during the festival, but the world has not changed. And we tend to become influenced by our old habits and by the environment. A retreat is something totally different. In a retreat, we try to go deep into our own hearts. We try to confront in a retreat the inner obstacles. It's sometimes hard work to confront our weaknesses. And we try to come to that place in a retreat where, let me say, where we totally go back from what we usually do and think, and do totally new things and think totally new thoughts. In other words, in a retreat we aim purposefully towards a transformation of our whole being.
Трудимся над тем, чтобы сознательно изменить саму свою сущность, всю свою жизнь.
We try to make, so to say, an experience which will form the basis of our future life.
Мы пытаемся обрести здесь, стараемся обрести такой опыт, который станет основой для дальнейшей жизни.
We try to change our heart in a marathon in 5 days. This retreat will not be only smiles. Many of you will cry the good tears. In this retreat we will not serve you wonderful prasadam, we will serve you very light prasadam. Only on the last day we will have a feast. But we will do everything to bring you to a deeper place than you are at present and we will apply a little bit intensity. The word retreat means to leave your normal zone.
Само слово retreat, английское слово retreat, означает, что человек выходит из зоны комфорта, из привычного состояния.
The word retreat means you get out of your comfort zone.
Само слово означает, что вы выходите из зоны комфорта.
And you prepare yourself with a divine encounter. These retreats are done by many senior devotees in our movement. I have seen Niranjana Maharaj in Vrindavan. His doors were closed because now he was only chanting and reading and not receiving many guests. I have visited in the Himalayas yogis who were in caves. And I asked one, who are you? And he said, I'm a businessman in London on retreat. I have heard that Prabhupada did retreats in, sometimes in Hawaii. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur did a retreat for 9 years before he started preaching. Why do these people go on retreat? Why do these saints leave what they usually do? They do this in order to discover Krishna anew. See, the biggest problem which the devotees, which the spiritual people have, is the gap between what they know they should be doing and what they actually do. This gap is problematic. We know our original nature is to be full of bliss and knowledge. But we experience a troubled mind. There is a gap between our ideal, our highest aspiration, and the present moment. And in a retreat we try to bring the ideal closer to our actual experience. Let me tell you a little bit of the history of these retreats, how they came to pass. In Ayurveda it is said that a person, in order to function properly in this world, should go once every 6 months in retreat. Usually he fasts during this time, prays a lot, chants a lot, and then comes out into his normal life like a newborn person. A little while ago, maybe 10 years ago, in our movement there were transformational seminars offered. offered. Who were quite psychological, with cathartic experiences. Yeah. For instance, some devotees would think about their lust and then take a cushion and beat their lust with a cushion on the ground to destroy their lust. Hare Krishna. I was at that time asked, what is our traditional method of transformation? This is modern psychotherapy. But what is there in our own tradition to transform, huh? And I said, chant Hare Krishna. But the devotee said, well, we do this, but we are still lusty. Or angry, or disturbed, or a normal consciousness. Then I hesitated. And after 1 year, I was ready to offer japa retreats. We were teaching devotees new methods to connect to the holy name. We were teaching them methods to chant in a meditative way, authorized by Srila Prabhupada and our tradition. We wrote books, many books about the holy name. One book for beginners you have in Russian language, The Nectarian Ocean of the Holy Name. And a book for more advanced chanters is published, is I believe out now. It's a surprise for you. It is The Secrets of Chanting the Holy Name. We invited devotees to learn these things in a natural surrounding like the Alpinitska mountains in Switzerland. We went to holy places in India like Vasana and taught japa retreats there together with Burijam Prabhu. We went to America, to all over the world. And we trained teachers who now teach japa retreats even in China. And from these retreats, the idea was born to offer japa and also kirtan retreats. These are retreats where you will learn new techniques, but more important, new levels of consciousness and attitudes. And then we will give you at the last day a little card where the whole experience is summarized so that you can chant in a better way in the time after the retreat. Now I want to say why I feel it's important that all of us go on retreat. There's a great problem in any spiritual practice. It's that it becomes mechanic. Our mind is like this. Whenever we do something a certain amount of time, then we lose the taste in it. That's a problem in material and in spiritual life. People, for instance, fall in love, but after some time they lead a most disturbing, boring, unattractive marriage where they make war every day. The love is gone. In the same way, people fall in love with Krishna consciousness. But because they do it every day, like almost in a marriage where you every day talk together and eat together and educate children together. The practice become mechanic and boring. And then they develop or foster material attachments so that their life has a little bit excitement to it. There is one eagle in South Africa. After 40 years, he is confronted with a serious decision. Eagle, yes. Will he die or will he go in retreat? If he decides he will go on retreat, he will fly into the mountains. And in a difficult process, he will shorten his talons, which have gone too long. He will also have to tear out some of the feathers which don't serve his flying purpose. It takes him around 40 days. And then he comes out of the mountains, a newborn person, newborn eagle, and lives for 30 more years. If he wouldn't do that, he would die. His wings wouldn't carry him any longer. And his talons would lose the ability to grab and to land somewhere. Many of you are half dead. Your spiritual life has become mechanic. And in your hearts you have material attachments. You know you should experience a relationship with Krishna. But if you are honest with yourself, Krishna is a distant theological concept. Go on retreat. Revive your relationship with Krishna. Become fully alive again. Develop that yearning for Krishna. This, oh Krishna, I only need you. Now, what is the most important point for someone who wants to go on retreat? It's something where you need to now listen very carefully. But I must say, you have encouraged me because I can see you concentrate very well. I'm very impressed by you. Now comes the most important thing I will tell you this evening. And we will make a little exercise very soon. So you need to really now concentrate to capture the point. You need, in order to be successful in a retreat, to form a sankalpa or an intention. And this intention needs to be with you for the whole time where you are on a retreat. You need to really be fully attentive to this intention. See, you could come on this retreat in order to finally take some good rest. 12 hours good sleeping, after all, that's what most of the people do here. This is an idea which is properly all right for some of you because you have intense festivals. You had intense festivals. But you won't be present at all the classes. You won't be present in all the kirtans, and you wouldn't use really the retreat and experience what it can give you. So, or you could have an intention, like maybe you are a lonely mataji and you want to find a good mush. Then you would come to this retreat, you would try to paint your face so that it and move like this, huh? Now I notice I speak Russian. And then you would remain on the bodily concept and you wouldn't understand, I'm an eternal soul, I should now make my relationship with Krishna. The intention with which you enter any experience will totally determine what you get. You need to be very clear. Why am I here? More clear. What do I want to take with me after I leave the kirtan retreat? And then you need to apply yourself to this task, which is described in your intention, with all your body, mind, and words. The intention is what governs how we think, feel, and behave. The intention is a powerful creative force. If you actually have the intention to become a pure devotee, you will be. Because listen to this, the intention is the essence of your free will. Of course, there are always outside influences which govern us, which influence and affect us, I wanted to say. But if you have a clear intention, these outside influences cannot control your ultimate freedom. I would like to give you an example. If someone has the intention to be in good consciousness, he will not become discouraged by hot weather. Or he will not become influenced too much by rain. Intention means you create a weather within your heart. Intention means you can be blissful even in prison. Intention can be so strong that you are Krishna conscious even at the moment of death. I want to do now something which I will do a lot in this Kirtan retreat. I will introduce to you an active learning experience. Please turn to your neighbor now. Everyone needs to find a neighbor. Good. Who has not found a neighbor? Raise your hand. So look around, who has, and find your neighbor now. You absolutely need to participate in these exercises. It's not some new age process. Okay. So, who has not yet found a neighbor? Please raise your hand. And look, where is someone? Yes, so you need to come to the cameraman because he can't go, yes. Next time I expect you to be much more faster to find a neighbor. Huh? I will only ask one time who has not found a neighbor, and this means you look around, he has not found a neighbor, I have not found a neighbor, we would be a good team. Now comes a question, and you will discuss it for 3 minutes. What could be your intention at the Japa and Kirtan retreat? Please tell your neighbor why you have come here. What do you hope to get? And think deeply. Don't say just prasadam, because that you get everywhere. Is the question clear? Dobro, then start now.
Trying to serve.
So, Hare Krishna.
So,
wonderful. So, my dear devotees, you have now talked with the partner about what could be your intention. Please keep this intention in your heart throughout the retreat. When you go to bed, think about this intention. When you wake up in the morning, oh, the new room, you think, oh, I'm here because of this intention. This intention or sankalpa will be your best friend. He will be your helper in this retreat. Even in difficult times when you will be challenged, like we will have a 12-hour kirtan, wow! Don't worry, it will be wonderful. Yes. This intention will be with you. Before we will ask Goswami Maharaj to address us on a very important point, I would like to tell you how we will go in this retreat, what we will do. We will hear a lot the holy name, and then we will also hear many instructions. If you have piece of paper and a pen, that's good. If you don't have it, there will be audio recordings. Then after Shravanam, we will do Manaha. That means we will reflect what we have heard. Like just now, when you talked with your neighbor, you reflected. You thought deeply. And then we will nididhyasan. That means either meditate deeply. Or it means to apply the knowledge which we have heard. Everything we do here is in the three steps. Because remember, what we want to do is we want to change our life. It will not be just enough that this retreat will be that you will all say wonderful, how wonderful, spasiba, Nikonya Vasini, that you organized it, spasiba Goswami Maharaj. No. We will the success in the retreat is if I call you after half a year and you say, I'm still a changed person. And we will call you after half a year. You will see, we will arrange, Banu Nandini will introduce us to a very powerful system, the buddy system. Buddy means how do we say? This is an English word. It means like partner or friend system. So now we will turn with full attention to Goswami Maharaj. we will greet him very lovingly and affectionately by saying very loudly, Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Go! Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai! Hari Go! Bravo!